Good morning, beloved. Thank you for having me in your homes on this beautiful Monday morning. So let's go right into it and do this Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Exodus chapter 5, verses 22 through chapter 6, verse 13. And here Moses complains to the Lord and questions the task that he's been given. God speaks to Moses again and tells him about the covenant made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and promises to free the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. When Moses tells the Israelites what God has said, they refuse to listen to him. Okay. And today's saving word is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin our reading this morning, Exodus chapter 5. Beginning with verse 22. Then Moses turned to the Lord again and said, Lord, why do you mistreat your people? Why did you send me here? Ever since I went to the king to speak for you, he has treated them cruelly, and you have done nothing to help them. Then the Lord said to Moses, now you are going to see what I will do to the king. I will force him to let my people go. In fact, I will force him to drive them out of his land. God spoke to Moses and said, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as Almighty God. I did not make myself known to them by my holy name, the Lord. I also made my covenant with them, promising to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they had lived as foreigners. Now I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians had enslaved, and I have remembered my covenant. So tell the Israelites that I say to them, I am the Lord. I will rescue you and set you free from your slavery to the Egyptians. I will raise my mighty arm to bring terrible punishment upon them, and I will save you. I will make you my own people, and I will be your God. You will know that I am the Lord your God when I set you free from slavery in Egypt. I will bring you to the land that I solemnly promised to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as your own possession. I am the Lord. Moses told this to the Israelites, but they would not listen to him because their spirit had been broken by the cruel slavery. Then the Lord said to Moses, go and tell the king of Egypt that he must let the Israelites leave his land. But Moses replied, even the Israelites will not listen to me, so why should the king? I am such a poor speaker. The Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, tell the Israelites and the king of Egypt that I have ordered you to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. And today's key verse is Exodus chapter 6, verse 13, where it says, the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, tell the Israelites and the king of Egypt that I have ordered you to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. You know, it's interesting that you know, when everything is going well in our lives, it's easy to believe in God's promises. You know, the time of testing, the real time of trial comes when things aren't going our way. And still we are called upon to believe in the promises that God has made. And so here Moses has come to be the deliverer that God had sent to deliver them out of Pharaoh's evil, wicked hands. And what happens when he speaks to Pharaoh? Pharaoh makes their lives even worse, even more miserable. Oh, how that so discouraged Moses. He figured this was all his fault. And in the midst of all of that, God gives Moses a command. And in that command is a promise. The Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, tell the Israelites and the king of Egypt that I am the self-existent one, has ordered you to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. You know, beloved, there is no time like hard times to go ahead and embrace the promises of God and know that he will always be true to his promise. Amen? Let's pray. All-powerful God, even when a situation seems hopeless, I know I can turn to you. You are my God, and you are with me, watching over me and guiding me. Teach me to continue to listen for your voice and to place my trust in you. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our Monday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Exodus chapter 6, verse 28 through chapter 7, verse 13, where the king of Egypt remains stubborn and refuses to release the Israelites. Sounds like some of the trials that some of us are going through. Just doesn't come to an end right away, does it? Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you according to his word. We'll see you tomorrow.